Avalanche forecast for Sunday, the 29th of March, 2026. Wind slabs represent the main danger. Weakly bonded old snow is to be evaluated with care and prudence. All day it applies above the treeline moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above the treeline, we have a wind slab problem, this in all aspects. Furthermore, all day, above 2,200 meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem. Especially in the aspects west to north to east. As a consequence of new snow and a storm force northerly wind, extensive wind slabs formed in all aspects. These can be released even by a single winter sport participant above the treeline. The wind slabs are covered with new snow in some cases and therefore difficult to recognize. Caution is to be exercised in particular at the base of rock walls and behind abrupt changes in the terrain, as well as adjacent to ridgelines and in gullies and bowls. Mostly avalanches are medium-sized. Additionally, in isolated cases, avalanches can penetrate near ground layers of the snowpack and reach large size in isolated cases, especially on west, north and east facing slopes above approximately 2,200 meters, and on south facing slopes at elevated altitudes. Whumping sounds and the formation of shooting cracks when stepping on the snowpack can indicate the danger. And now the snowpack. The sometimes storm force wind has transported the fresh and old snow significantly. In some cases, the various wind slabs have bonded still only poorly together. The old snowpack will be weakly bonded in some places, especially on west, north and east facing slopes above approximately 2,200 meters, and on south facing slopes at elevated altitudes. We have the following danger patterns: DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind, DP.1, deep persistent weak layer. The tendency for Monday, the 30th of March 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.